7 years ago, when Tammy and I were doing our second KSON St. Jude Country Cares for Kids Radiothon, we met a young cancer patient from Oceanside named Paisley. And I am so happy to say that Paisley and her mom, Kaylin, are joining us from Oceanside.
Paisley, I am so excited that you are here after getting to witness your beautiful piece of artwork at St. Jude. And of course, we took a selfie with you because you're in the picture, the artwork that you did, and we sent it back. And how are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm loving high school. I have all my classes. I think my favorite is culinary.
That a girl.
What's right your on. Best dish so far that you've learned?
Baked Alaska.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait. Are you joking?
No, she can make a killer baked Alaska.
I've never had that in my life.
I hadn't either until I saw it. And I'm right. Like, wait a minute. It's only ice cream, cake, and meringue. I'm like, yes.
Hey, isn't it fun to be talking about this stuff and not like results of tests and super long cancer words that nobody should even be able to pronounce, but yet sadly children can. This is our favorite moment of the Radiothon, bar none, because we are watching you live and flourish and grow. You're so tall, and this is why we do what we do. And I'm looking at you, this vibrant artist, aspiring chef. Your mom reached out to us on Facebook Messenger when we were in Memphis, and she said, if you can find Paisley's artwork, she's hanging on the wall. It shouldn't be too hard. She's right there. But I was like, man, that's a lot of pictures. How are we going to find that?
Yeah.
Boom.
Turn
like
the corner.
One
there you
second,
were.
There it was.
I'm like, John, here we go. Here's a selfie.
Yep.
And we did it.
It was marvelous. So let's not talk about stupid long cancer words. And let's not talk about results of tests. Talk about hope and how happy you are to be alive and how happy you are and still want to pay back to St. Jude.
St. Right? Jude's pretty awesome. You know, we're pretty proud to be patients through them and everything that they've given us. And, you know, this is her fourth year with her checkups after finishing Proton. And she's doing great. And we're just so thankful for St. Jude and what they've been able to give us.
So we have been a part of St. Jude for quite some time. And we actually saw where the proton beam was being built, where this building was being dug down deep into the earth and how the whole thing was being put together. And then we get to meet, which I think was like fate that we got to watch that, because then we get to meet the young lady right. who utilized it.
Mm-hmm.
And you are standing right here in front of us because of that. I mean, I'm thinking when we were there in hard hats, looking at the hole they dug
yep.
and they were explaining how deep it had to be and how thick the walls had to be for this little tiny, this little tiny proton
pencil,
laser beam, pencil thin thing that was going to cure you. And it did.
Yeah. I would say radiation is probably one of the easiest things I've done. It seems really scary when you hear the word radiation.
Right.
It just sounds so like threatening in a way. But all I did was lay down on a table. They put my giant mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Laid there for 15 minutes and basically was done.
And right. listened to music.
Right.
The fact that, Paisley, you are here and Kaylin, you are here to talk about freely. Like, we go back every year for our tests and we're going to continue to do so.
Yep.
I noticed that there's still a bit of, I won't say darkness that comes over your face when you say that, but just worry sometimes. I mean, that's never going to go away, is it?
It's always, you know, you kind of fear the chair being pulled out from under you. But, you know, we've been very lucky, and her tumor shrunk within 6 weeks of completing proton radiation. So we had very good results. Some people's tumors didn't shrink or haven't shrunk. So we're, you know, not everybody is so lucky. But we have had very positive results every single time. And the last four times we've been for checkups, which we go twice a year, it hasn't changed, which is considered, you know, good.
Right.
So we just don't want regrowth.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what are you doing now besides cooking and going to school? What is your favorite thing to do? I hear your favorite thing to do is to take a nap, and that you can take a nap anywhere, anytime, any place. And you know what? I'm pretty good at that too. I had to teach myself how to do it. And I suppose with all the stuff that you've gone through and the traveling and you know that you have to stay up for this, that you've probably taught yourself how to fall asleep pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think I've mastered that by now.
Yeah. What's the weirdest place you've fallen asleep?
I don't know.
She did doze off several times
everywhere
during this interview.
Yeah.
Paisley, do you find yourself, despite what you've gone through at such a young age, and I'm sorry, you're how old now? 15?
14.
14. Do you find yourself listening to your classmates and your friends, you know, stress about things and just say, Are you kidding me?
Every once in a while when I hear something like that, I kind of just like laugh inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, you have no freaking clue.
Yeah, right.
That's the thing that we're trying to hammer here the most. When you think about, well, Memphis is so far away, and we're in San Diego, and Rady's here, and it's a great hospital, and it is.
Yeah.
And a lot of the work that's being done there is because of the protocol that's been discovered and freely shared by St. Jude.
Correct.
Which is why Paisley is here.
Yeah.
Growing every year. You're more beautiful and more alive.
And taller than me.
And now, it's been so wonderful.
It's true.
If I can speak for Tam, it's been so wonderful for us to see you come in as a very shy, scared little girl.
Right.
And now watch you, beautiful young woman. And it's just, this is what Partners in Hope do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Please. Know that you are making a difference.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I know there's not enough times you could say that.
No.
And I totally understand that.
Paisley, you think you'll ever stop working and supporting St. Jude?
Absolutely not.
Right.
It's awesome.
I love it. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
It's wonderful to see you. And I want your baked Alaska sometime.
I'll bring it next time.
All right.
You see, that's the thing we're talking about. Sentences like, we'll bring it next time. We'll see you next year. Probably weren't the easiest things to say not so long ago. And they're just something that just flow out of your mouth now. So we love you guys. Thank you for always supporting St. Jude with us. Walking, living proof that you becoming a partner in hope does make a difference with John and Tammy and our Country Cares for Kids St. Jude Radiothon. Love you guys. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. 1-800-345-4673. 1-800-345-4673 or KSON text that to 785-833.